Down here tonight. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile devices are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for the recording of this meeting is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they may have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business that it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments that they make at the meeting tonight. Just want to thank members. I'm quite honoured to be the chair of the committee. This is obviously my first time I've ever chaired a committee. So I'm hoping that everything goes fairly smooth tonight and hopefully throughout the rest of the year. And I'm excited to see how we can create a place where we can have a respectful debate and scrutiny within this chamber. So thank you for that. Is there any apologies tonight?
Councillor Quinn and Councillor Rice.
And Councillor Enright as well. Thank you. And any declarations of interest?
Sure. Could I just seek a bit of advice? I sit on the Peace Plus Forum for item number 8. So probably be best for myself to maybe step out of the room when that's up for discussion or decision, or what? Or do I need? Maybe?
No.
Okay. I've noted it anyway, so.
Okay, Chair, you noted it. It wouldn't be a conflict of interest because you're just sitting as a representative for the overall programme.
100%.
As I said, with all councillors, it's your decision as to whether that you have a conflict.
Okay, thank you. Any other declarations? No? Okay, we'll move on to item 3, and it's the action sheet arising from the Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee meeting held on the 16th of May 2024. Is there any questions or queries? And a proposer and a seconder, please.
Happy to propose.
Yeah. All right, so that's
all right. I'll say.
Yeah, Councillor Hannan proposed and Councillor Sheldon second. Item 4, the action sheet arising from the SPNR committee meeting held on the 30th of May. Can I have a proposer and seconder, please?
Happy to propose.
Yeah, Councillor Allen.
Yeah, Chair, I'm happy to second. I know a paper did come to the council in relation to this as well, but everything is progressing as wished, and have those that are now being informed that it's solved.
We're in the process, Chair. We're in the process of pulling together all the letters of offer for those who have been identified to be awarded funding at the report, and they hope to issue next week.
All right. Thank you, Connor. Thanks.
Thank you. So that was proposed by Councillor Hannan and seconded by Councillor Sharbin. Item 5, to agree the start times for our SPNR committee meetings from 2024 to 2025. Can I have a proposer and seconder for that, please?
Yeah, happy to propose.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. If we go on to item 6, please, the corporate services plan. I'm going to hand over to Josie Kelly.
Thank you, Chair. This paper tonight presents the the business plan, the outcome for the chief executive's section for 23-24 and also the corporate services directorate for 23-24. You'll notice for 24-25 there's a change in the fact that we've actually joined the corporate services and the chief executive together. So we've actually got one document. We thought this was best because the chief executive section is a smaller section, so bringing it together within one document we thought made sense moving forward from 24-25. It is here tonight for you to consider and to agree the assessment of both business plans for 23-24 and then the business plan for the shared area for 24-25. Any questions?
So if there's no questions, can I have a proposer and seconder, please? If you could just use your microphone.
Yeah,
please.
Happy to propose.
Happy to second.
Yes, thank you. And then we'll move on to item 7, so I'll hand over to Gerard Byrne. Oh, sorry.
Plan. The aspect of an Urien Morning Down citizens panel. Why would that be selected? Okay, if you come back.
This is the business plans, just.
What's that?
This, Cantarelli, this is the director of business plans. You're referring to the corporate plan?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can come back to you, and that is not on the agenda, but we'll come back to you.
Well, it's just to be interested.
Okay, no problem. I will go back to, or move on to item 7 then, please. So the performance improvement plan, I'll hand over to Gerard Byrne for that.
Thank you, Chair. So, members, the paper in front of you is for decision. And the purpose of the report is to recommend the final version of the performance improvement plan for 24-25. The draft performance improvement plan went to the April SP and Ord committee. And in accordance with statutory requirements, the council is required to publish the performance improvement plan prior to the 30th of June 2024. The full performance improvement plan is highlighted at Appendix 1. Council went out to a 6-week consultation period. And overall, the feedback from the consultation and engagement process revealed widespread support for the performance improvement objectives. And the full detail is outlined at Appendix 2. Appendix 3 then details the delivery plans for each of the performance improvement objectives. So just bring you to Section 3.1 of the report, and it is for members to consider and agree the performance improvement plan for 24-25, and that the performance improvement plan is published before the 30th of June 24, ahead of full council ratification, so we can meet our statutory deadline. So I'm happy to take any queries members have.
Thank you for that. Councillor Sharvin?
Yeah, Chair. Overall, pretty content. I was just looking at the target for the Objective 1 performance improvement, and then under leisure. Edge centres, we obviously have the 850,000 target for this coming year, but given the challenges of Newry Edge Centre and the pool, do we feel like 850,000 is still an accurate target that we should be aiming for, or should that number be amended to reflect the possible impact that we'll have given the pool closure?
Through the chair, with regard to that specific target, that was set earlier in the year when we were going into the financial year with the thought that the pools would be fully operational. I do take the point that adjustment would be prudent to that given the closure to Newry Pool. So I'm just not sure in terms of the process of adopting the performance improvement plan. If we can do that still at that stage, we certainly through monitoring and reporting, we would take account of closure. But if there was opportunity to change the target, with members' consideration, we would do that.
If I can come in, This was discussed at the time of really setting the performance improvement objective, and as part of the performance improvement plan, each year the auditor was then basically come in and audit it annually, and they always recommend that you shouldn't be reducing targets. No, you should if there is a reduction, you explain rather than setting a lower limit, say of whatever 500,000-600,000. So I think the plan of attack was that we would keep the same target, and then if there is a drop off, it's explained via the pool closure for a period of time.
Sure, if I could just come in as well, I would suggest that when we've set our rate as well, we've retained the income level at that point, so we're going to have to report throughout of the impact of the closure of the pool. So I think we're better to let it remain as is, but report appropriately just on the impact that it has created. It also helps, I suppose, the council to monitor clearly and accurately the impact that it has had against the targets. So.
Thank you. If I could just get a proposer and seconder then. Yep, Councillor Sheldon.
I'll second it.
Moving on then to item 8, I'll hand over to Colin Moffat.
Thank you very much, Chair. We've circulated a report. Really, the purpose of the report is to seek approval in principle for the Council to participate as an associate partner in a Peace Plus project. It's in with regard to the correspondence we've included here from Forest na Gaeilge and Ulster University. It's a larger consortium involving also this Ulster Scots Agency, East Belfast Mission, Coatasilla, University of Highlands and Islands, and Galway University. So really, we're just seeking approval from Council to be included as an associate partner of this consortium.
Oh, don't turn up.
In a disco. I'd be happy to propose that we do accept this proposal to be associate partners. I know Forest na Gaeilge do a huge amount of work across the island, and I think Muir Mhór na Darragh being one of the most progressive councils for Irish language, I think this can only be a positive to assist them in any funding any way we can.
Thank you. Councillor McAteer? Councillor Riley, sorry.
See, not Sarah one. Who is it?
Is it me?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I didn't know you were married. I've seen your name changed there. Congratulations. I would second this proposal. My only fear is that we could expend a huge amount of money on academia that really doesn't help on the ground in regards to Ulster Scots. And, Madam Chair, the Legacy Council, Nurian Mourne, actually developed an Ulster Scots committee. That was agreed by the Ulster Unionists then and the SDLP and Sinn Féin. It worked really well. And I would like, if we're going to be an associate partner in this scheme, that Muir Mhór na Darragh Council could look at emulating what the old council did and set up some form of forum for Ulster Scots language development. And because it is growing, and it's a language that people in Mourne, Catholic, Protestant, the centre, whatever you want to call them, use every single day, and they don't even know they're using it. So it's very, very important that that aspect of our culture be recognised, and if the council could look into that, I'd be very grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, Henry beat me to second it, but certainly encourage, very much encouraging this progress. And, attempted, I suppose, amalgamating all the languages that we share. And again, I suppose, goes back to what I said, I'd like to get to the situation where, you know, there was a joint, we had the Irish language subcommittee, and I would encourage our fellow colleagues in the other language spoken to a degree here in the province, Ulster, to join with us again. And as I said, maybe we could amalgamate and have a committee that is actually studying languages, it does fully appreciate both cultures, and it would be a positive impact again on coming out of this, something that may develop, you know, positive relations concerned. Thank you, Chair.
I'd be quite happy to second Councillor Riley's proposal around the Ulster Scots Forum and developing that. I don't see any issue with that. I know how important culture is to people, and being a keen language advocate myself, I do see the value in that, Henry, going forward. But Councillor McAteer, you've suggested we amalgamate the Irish language with the Irish Scots. Is that something, is that what you had wanted, Councillor Riley, or...?
Una, I suggest that we emulate what the old council did, and it was a standalone group that was serviced by the Irish Language Committee staff, so there wasn't any additional burden on it. But there are two completely different languages, really. You know, I think it would need a standalone group, but managed by people with an experience in how to promote language. And that's the way it worked in the last one. It worked really well.
I'm just going to bring Col Moffat in here first.
Yes, thank you very much, Chair. Just to focus, the purpose of this report is for Council to agree to be associate partner. There is actually no cost to Council bar employee time. This is about developing a continuous personal development course for employees, which would deal with awareness for Ulster Scots and Irish language. In relation to the Ulster Scots aspect, the Council has already agreed to look at language, culture and the people in terms of Ulster Scots. We've been looking at funding, we've been liaising with the Ulster Scots Agency and also Ulster Scots Community Network. We're waiting that information from them, and we would be bringing something back probably through the Equality and Good Relations Reference Group in terms of Ulster Scots in due course.
Councillor Taylor.
Thanks, Chair. It's really just to reiterate what Councillor Riley has said in terms of the Ulster Scots Committee that exists. I sat on that myself in the term that I was on, Urian Mourne Council. Actually, it and the Irish Language Committee used to meet one after the other on the same night. You know, it was back the Arts Centre, I think it used to meet. But the meetings were certainly very productive, I felt, and probably there hasn't been the focus on Ulster Scots that probably we would desire since, you know, that committee failed, so to speak, as a result of the creation of the new council. But, you know, as Councillor Riley has said, you know, I certainly think it would be benefiting in bringing that forward as soon as possible, because there is obviously a lot of work to do, you know, we feel, in terms of, you know, obviously promoting the culture, I suppose, and the benefits that it can bring to the district as well. So, I'd certainly like to see some proposals or report on that sooner rather than later in terms of the good relation form, where, again, myself and Mr. Reddy sat on, we're going to have a discussion on that. So I certainly think it would be of benefit, and it would certainly be welcomed by all those who, you know, obviously have that affinity with Ulster Scots in wider New York Morning Down District.
I'm just going to bring Maureen in. Yeah, Chair, just for clarity, so the proposal and seconder is there, but with what Colin has referred to as the work that we're already doing in relation to the Ulster Scots, so just so that people don't think, you know, why have we not done this 6 months when it's ratified, it would be appropriate to bring a report back through the Good Relations Forum, just to how you would work on establishing that and what we would do. So I want to make sure members are content and clear that that's the action that will come from the proposal.
Yeah. Chair, just on that, could I have it noted in a minute? Certainly, though, that there is work ongoing in relation to that, so that, you know, it is an action point, so to speak, really, for, you know, whilst there will be a paper brought forward to Good Relations, I'd certainly like it to be noted.
Yeah, no problem at all, just making sure we're clear.
Thank you. Members content then? Yep. So, Councillor Hallam was the proposer and Councillor Riley the seconder. We're now going to move into closed session, so if I could get a proposer and seconder for that, please. Oh, yes. just read this out first. So items 9 to 16 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. So can I please have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session? Yep. Councillor O'Hare. Seconder, please. Yeah, and Councillor Clark. Okay, so whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 9, revised pay protection arrangements. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to approve the amended pay protection arrangements as outlined at Appendix 1 of the officer's report. Item 10, number 4, Daisy Hill. On the proposal of Councillor Mathers and seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to defer any decision and to bring back the paper to the August committee with further detail. Item 11, Corporate Graphic Design and Print Management Services. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to begin the tender process for the provision of corporate graphic design and print management services, with the business case being amended. Item 12, Newry Mourne Down District Council response to consultation of LGSC draft model disciplinary policy and procedure. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to note the contents of the report. Item 13, industrial relations update. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to note the contents of that report. On item 14, year-end management accounts in draft. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to note the year-end 2023 to 2024 management accounts. Item 15, the minutes of the Strategic Finance Working Group meeting held on the 2nd of May 2024. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to note the minutes. And lastly, on item 16, specific delegated authority on Newry Leisure Centre. On the proposal of Councillor Byrne and seconded by Councillor McAteer, it was agreed to note that the delegation had been exercised by the Chief Executive regarding a legal matter in the best interests of Council and is being reported in accordance with Section 3.1.11 of the Council Scheme of Delegation for Officers. It was also agreed that an update report will be brought back to a future committee meeting. Thank you for it, and safe home, everyone.